In Jesus' last meeting with the apostles, he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Embarrassed and humble, Peter answers him each time, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Hi, this is Tony Agnese. After all, Peter had denied Jesus three times, and now Jesus was gently asking him to affirm his love three times. Jesus used Greek word agape the first two times that he asked the question. That's the deepest form of love. But Peter responded with the word philos, a lower form, the kind of love reserved for a brother and not a savior. The final time Jesus asked the question, he lowered the standard for Peter by asking Peter with the word philos. This time, Peter responded using the word agape. Significant in that Jesus was giving him the responsibility for the entire flock. What is our response when Jesus asks us the same question? Do you love me? Do we respond, yes, Lord, as a fan or as a follower? As a disciple or just when it's convenient? How many times have we denied Jesus? Three times or 300 times? When Jesus asked Peter if he loved him more than these, he probably meant more than the other disciples, or his boat, or his fishing nets. When he asks us this question, he might be asking if we love him more than money, pride, possessions, an addiction, or sin. When we are about to break into a rant at a loved one, Jesus is asking, "Do you love me?" When we are tempted with drugs and alcohol, Jesus is asking, "Do you love me?" When we gossip and are about to smear the name of a neighbor, Jesus asks us, "Do you love me?" When a flirtation with a coworker of the opposite sex escalates into a possibility of an affair, Jesus is asking, "Do you love me?" He's asking if we love him with all our heart, not only in our words, but in our actions as well. Or are we being led where you don't want to go? When we're faced with these situations, we need to pause for a moment and remember that Jesus wants us to love him more than these. Not just the philos type of love, but the agape love. As with Peter, Jesus' question to us speaks of forgiveness and reconciliation, of those times in the past that are forgiven, if we simply can begin to answer, "Yes, Lord," to the basic question. So when Jesus asks each of us, "Do you love me?" we can answer as Peter did. We can answer, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." This is Tony Agnese.